The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There has been speculation in the Dáil today, as there has been speculation every day over the last several weeks and months about when the general election might be held. So much speculation, in fact, that the independent TD, Matty McGrath, has had enough.
Look, I don't know what's going on with his Taoiseach, but he's the media-driven demented. He's the people-driven demented. He's us-driven demented. I think he's becoming demented himself. And I think it's time now to stop on all the tricks and snakes and ladders. I have a bit of cop on and respect for the people as well as this house. Call the election. Let the dog see the rabbit. Let us out there rather than playing games up and down and back and forward, running over to Joe Biden and back. Is it afraid you won't be Taoiseach again that you won't be over in March? I think it's a bit of a charade, Taoiseach. And he's trying to drive the whole country to the minute, especially the electorate. But they can see what's going on.
Thank you very much.
And they'll catch you in good time.
Just dealing with the proposal on the order of business.
All right. Matty McGrath is driven demented, and according to Matty, we're all driven demented. Sean Defoe is not, I hope. He is our political correspondent, and he's been covering proceedings in the Oireachtas. That, in and of itself, is enough to drive most people demented any day of the week. I mean, is the consensus kind of across the board amongst politicians, Sean, that a November election is happening?
Yeah, it's not the first time I've been driven demented listening to Matt McGrath either, in fairness to the deputy. Yes, basically, look, the everyone bar Micheál Martin and Simon Harris are the only two not saying yes, November is when we think it will be or when we want it to be. And you can see it in the Dáil. There's just a different mood even around. People are more chippy rather than chipper. Like, there was a lot of kind of back and forth and point scoring in the Dáil today. There was exchanges between the Healy Rays and Labour when Danny Healy Ray accused Ivana Bacic of wanting more bike sheds and more of them built around the place and having their rows there. And there's other little things going on. Fianna Fáil introducing a bill to the Dáil, to Jim O'Callaghan, to ban dynamic pricing on tickets after the whole Oasis thing, knowing full well there's absolutely no time to pass such a bill through the Dáil in the time they have left. So look, of the people I speak to, put it this way, I was at a press conference the other day and I asked Micheál Martin, what's the political sense in going to February? And he didn't really give much of an answer and said that there's parliamentary sense to it. Three ministers come up to me after and said there's absolutely no political sense in going to February. We should be going in November.
So he is still insisting that they're going to go to term. The Taoiseach is still insisting that they're going to go to term. I mean, are they just saying it? Or do they have a desire to actually go to term?
So the language of what is to term has kind of changed as well, in that in the last week it has changed to, well, we're going to finish our programme of work. And it is very conceivable that that programme of work that was agreed a couple of years ago could be finished in the coming weeks. So you can see there's already little get-out cards being laid there. And I know Simon Harris hit back at that on Newstalk Breakfast. He was talking about not reading too much into language, but it's what we're paid to do, is read too much into political language that goes on around here. So when you look at the actual job of work that's going on, I wonder, is there a little bit of, you know, of footsie almost between Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, if they genuinely haven't had the conversation, which they insist they haven't, about when the election is going to be, that one is trying to hold it over the other, knowing that they need each other to get back into government, that Micheál Martin can absolutely say February, February, February. Ultimately, the power is with Simon Harris to do it, but he knows he can't just cut and run this time because he needs Fianna Fáil if he wants to be Taoiseach again. So there could be a little bit of one-upsmanship going on there. I think more realistic is the second he says we're having the election on this date, all the work stops. All the civil servants stop working because they know a new minister is going to be coming in. Everyone in the Dáil is out of there to go campaigning, even though most of them are already doing it now. And every question becomes an election question instead of dealing about some of the other things about the budget or anything else that's going on.
So the 15th to the 22nd, what are politicians thinking?
My money, and the more prevailing sense as we go further into this, is on the 22nd. So and how I arrived at that is the finance bill went to cabinet this morning. They do want the finance bill to be passed before they go to the country because that gives effect to the budget. So if you've got a particularly long time then of trying to form a government, at least the finance bill has passed, the budget's there, nobody's going to run out of money. So that's due to be published this Thursday on the 10th. That could be, in theory, done through the Dáil and the committees that it has to go through the following week, the 15th, 16th, 17th. And then you take I'm adding in one more week to get a few bits of it done, you know, the planning bill, some of the gambling legislation. So that would be the week of the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. So for me, that would be calling the election day on either the 25th of October or the following week, the bank holiday week, on the Wednesday, maybe on the 30th. And that would put us right in the wheelhouse of the 22nd.
Oh, God, they could call it on Halloween, enough to scare people up and down the country, the prospect of it. Well, listen, one of the things as well that people say the Taoiseach wanted boxed off was a meeting with Joe Biden, and it was one of the reasons he might hang on until the early spring, that maybe he could get over there for Paddy's Day. You know, even if it was post-election, the government might have been formed, he still could be the one invited. And it looked like he was going to have that done and dusted over the next few weeks. But there's been news on that front today. Are they actually meeting, or what's happened?
They are meeting, but a much less glamorous meeting than had initially been planned. So the Taoiseach is either in the air or in the airport at the minute. He had Leitrim's questions early and headed out then to get on a flight. Our own Barry White is on the flight at the minute somewhere over the Atlantic and ready to report over the next 2 days. And they were due to have this big reception to mark 100 years of diplomatic relationships between the US and Ireland. That has been cancelled because of Hurricane Milton that is coming in, this category, well, briefly category 5 hurricane that is coming in, and they have a lot of fears about basically that the US side think you can't be at a garden party while this is hitting and causing potentially an awful lot of damage. And this could be one of the big remaining moments in Joe Biden's career. Let's not forget, it could be another Katrina moment. We obviously hope it won't do as much damage as it does, but it is a very serious thing, and it's on a lot of the news cycles in the US. So instead, now the plan, instead of this kind of big party with a lot of guests, is that Harris is going to have a private 30-minute meeting with Joe Biden. So he's going to get the handshake and maybe the photo op and a bit of a chat, but it won't be quite the pomp and ceremony and look at me on the international stage that a lot of his advisors had hoped for.
All right. Still might be enough to scratch that itch before an election, were it to be called at the end of October, as you say. A Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald, she was on with Pat Kenny this morning. But she talked a little bit about election speculation, but she was also there primarily to talk about the party's handling of the Michael McGonagall situation. Take a little listen.
We dropped the ball. Sinn Féin dropped the ball on this. The fact that that communication had happened was not communicated up the chain. That was an omission. And an error. But I have to reiterate, in the first instance, the two individuals who wrote these references on their own volition with no authority, no clearance, it was for them at every stage to come forward and make us aware that they had done this. So I'm so angry with them at this stage that understanding their rationale is frankly the least of my concerns.
That was Mary Lou McDonald on with Pat this morning. Now, just very, very briefly, for people who don't know what I'm talking about, the Michael McGonagall situation, he was working for Sinn Féin. He informed them that he was being investigated and had been charged with very serious offences to do with child welfare. He was put on leave. His contract came to an end. He left the Sinn Féin organisation, or was kind of thrown out of the Sinn Féin organisation, is how they might frame it. But certainly he was no more. He then got a job with the British Heart Foundation. And it turned out part of the reason he got the job is because he got two glowing references from former colleagues within Sinn Féin. Mary Lou McDonald and Michelle O'Neill said they knew nothing about those references. They were never sent up the chain of command, as it were. And those two people, those two press officers, have since left Sinn Féin. So she acknowledges problems and a dropping of the ball, as you heard, in that interview. But more and more questions being asked nonetheless. Sean, I know you would have been listening to her on with Pat this morning, who, as ever, questioned her quite forensically on all of this. How big an issue is this for Sinn Féin?
Yeah, it's certainly a big headache for them. There's no doubt about that. I do wonder how ultimately big it's going to get, in that it's not in the Republic of Ireland, and we tend to, you know, people don't tend to engage with Northern Ireland issues quite as much, but certainly a damaging one for Sinn Féin. I thought, in fairness to Mary Lou McDonald, she stood up to the question quite well and gave a good account of things on with Pat Kenny. But look, the government parties are absolutely jumping on this the exact same way with they did with the Jonathan Dowdle stuff and trying to paint it into the same kind of corner. And you've had ministers, including the Taoiseach, over the last 24 hours say that there needs to be some sort of a Dáil statement on this, that Mary Lou McDonald should inform the Dáil. In the absence of them doing that, Jennifer Carol McNeill and others have tried to get it on the Dáil order paper that there would be a debate about child protection and child safety. And even other opposition parties, Labour, weighing in on that, saying, yes, we should absolutely have it. All of them looking to tee up and bash Sinn Féin. Now, interestingly, when that was raised in the Dáil proceedings today, Mary Lou McDonald said a lot of similar to what you've just played the clip there and what you said. said in your intro, but also said, basically, glass houses, everybody, look over to your benches in the government, and alleging that there are senior members of the government who have also provided character references to people of dubious character down through the years, and she'd like to hear their accounting of that. And I think that was mainly directed at the Count Corla, Sean O'Farrell, who was involved in a controversy a number of years ago, where he had provided a reference for a convicted sex abuser in his constituency. He ultimately came out and apologised for it at the time. But Mary Lou McDonald trying to turn it back on the government and saying, look, be careful who throws the first stone.
Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Sean, thank you very much for that. The Oracle has spoken. Sean Defoe, 22nd of November, put it in the diary. Folks, can I just say, says somebody here in the text line, that campaigning has well and truly started. Signs and leaflets being handed out, mostly by Fine Gael, I noticed.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.